CPAC has begun in Texas, and it's dominated by supporters of Donald Trump. And as the U.S. heads into the midterm elections, the confidence of attendees is palpable, their aim made clear in the conference slogan. Headlining the opening day, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. A couple of weeks ago, he was accused of giving a speech that sounded like a Nazi by a key advisor who subsequently resigned. But he clearly relished his reputation as he spoke of creating an alliance of Christian nations protecting what he called Western civilization.
I can already see tomorrow's headlines. Far-right, European racist and anti-Semite strongman, the Trojan horse of Putin, holds speech at conservative conference.
He was received rapturously.
It was a great speech, yeah.
Why was it so good?
Man, I mean, he talked about different policies in Hungary that worked well for his country and how the United States can maybe replicate some of those and how we can work together to advance a conservative cause.
He was excellent.
Makes
just
us
want
to visit Budapest.
The major event at CPAC will be on Saturday when Donald Trump appears before his followers. Whether or not he declares his intention to run for president in 2024, his speech will be a reminder of the command he holds over the Republican base. Another major theme here, the Republicans' growing outreach to minority voters.
Why that shift with the Hispanic and I would say other minority communities, including the African American community, to say, I'm going to reject these leftist policies.
It's a measure of the disarray of the Democratic Party that the Republicans can appeal to supporters of Viktor Orban here while hoping for the increased support of minorities elsewhere. Shihab Ratansi, Al Jazeera, Dallas.